Blog Talk Radio. Happy Wednesday to each and every one of you who have joined us today. Today is another special day when I feel extremely blessed to be on the broadcast with you. I just pray that even one thing that you may hear from this show today will help you to view who you are looking to become and also what you are looking to do with each other's lives. You all know that I am one of the contributing authors to the book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And I want to share, I am one of over 300 authors from across the world, and I feel extremely privileged to be among these extremely talented authors. I want to read the gratitude for April the 11th. And the title says, Family of Four and Others. I am grateful for my family of four, as they each hold a special spot in my life, in my daily life. My husband, who feels my craziness is the perfect kind of crazy for him. My mother-in-law, who knows sometimes I just need to blow my steam kettle. My son, who makes me laugh and learns his lesson so I don't have to hand out consequences. I am grateful for my eyes so I can see the beauty around me. My ears so I can hear my son's laughter. I am grateful for my sense of touch so I can hug my family of four every day. I am grateful for the tears and compassion I got from my school bully after confronting her years later. I am grateful for the life I lead, the people I know, the people I help, and the people who help me. I am grateful for my body holding up to the abuse I have put it through over the years. I am grateful that I still have time. I am grateful that I am here. I am forever grateful for my best friend, Kelly Bajorson. Thanks for always being my friend indeed. And this contribution came from Melody Heath Smith. Melody Heath Smith is a married mother of one who is starting out in the world of writing. You can reach her, and then they put her website. Well, you can have these 365 days of gratitude by visiting my website and pick up a copy there. My website is DaphneClarkHudson.com. As you know, that on Wednesdays, we focus on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. And you know how powerful social media has become over the many years. And my guest today, who has been hanging out with me in the virtual green room, is an amazing woman whom I have met via social media. And I was really drawn and connected to her. And to top it all off, on Good Friday, I was so blessed to be in the presence of this amazing young woman who is doing some phenomenal work. And I think it is safe for me to go ahead and say this will not be her only time on the show, because as I say, she is doing some amazing work, and I will bring her on live in a minute. But I just want to read a little piece of writing here for you again, because there are so many people who are getting bogged down about what's going on in the economy, and we can't get any new clients, we can't make any money, and the list goes on, and all the complaints. So I want to read something here. The author is unknown, and it speaks about success. Success comes in all colors. Strength in many forms. When we learn to honor the difference and appreciate the mix, we all can benefit. Now, we must learn to be creative in everything that we are doing. If one thing isn't working the way we have it, then be creative in finding out what I can add to it and how can I collaborate with somebody else. I think a lot of times we are not doing good in our business because we decide that we must be lone rangers. And it is a selfish way to operate. And that is one of the main things that holds us hostage in poverty, because we do not want to open and to expand and to welcome others in. The more that we give of our skills and talents, the more we are going to be abundantly blessed. So look on what you are doing with what you have. Get out of your own way. A lot of times, we are the ones who are tripping ourselves up, not somebody else. We are doing that. So I want to ask you today to begin to look in the mirror and see how you can reinvent and recreate what you are doing. Now, I mentioned to you that my honored guest is hanging out with me in the virtual green room. And my honored guest is the editor and chief of the Zen Media magazine. Zen Media and they are the publisher of Around Town magazine. This phenomenal woman is Roxanne Simone Lord. She's a journalist. She's an author. She's a pastor of People's First Baptist Church. And her pen name is Lady Simone. And those of you who are joining us on Facebook, you all know the amazing things, and she just keeps powerful relationships going on. And that's just a little bit about her. So without any further delay, I would love to welcome to the A New Day show and to introduce to some and present to others Lady Simone. Lady Simone, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a blessing you are, Dr. Daphne.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, they say oil seeks its own level. And I tell you, when I associate with people of your caliber and commitment, I got to keep it fresh and keep doing, because when I exit out of here, I want to go empty.
Mm. Powerful words.
Yes,
thank you so much.
You know, my mentor and good friend, Dr. Miles Monroe, says that the richest place on this earth, not only in America, but globally, is the graveyard, because there are so many, so many people who died and they didn't play their music, they didn't architect that building, they didn't write that song, they didn't write that piece of poetry.
Wow.
So I want to be empty when I leave here. So thank you for allowing me to empty myself. Now, let's talk about you. I want you to introduce yourself to my listeners. Tell them about your humble beginning, and then we are going to move into this powerful icon that you have evolved into.
Well, thank you. Thank you for those kind words. I just want to say to the audience to rejoice on this day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day we should be thinking along these lines. And we ought not to be afraid of anything. God gave us power over all fears.
Mm-hmm.
And over all power that the enemy think he has, God gave us power over that too.
That's right.
So that being said, I'm Lady Simone, and I'm a pastor of a small church in Brooklyn. The church congregation is small, but it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
It is through my ministry that I started off all these great works that I started to do. A lot of people ask me, how on earth can I do all these things, and most simultaneously? And it's God. It's God's power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only by God's power that anyone can achieve superhuman results. And, you know, from that ministerial point of view, that's how I started the magazine, because I needed to get the word out. We have a huge building in Brooklyn, our church building, but it's so majestic, but it lays in disrepair, severe dilapidation. So I had to find a way in 2006 to get the word out on who God is, on how powerful he is, to continue my ministry, the Lord's ministry, to continue to reach souls and to bring in children and adults into the kingdom. So charged with such a huge undertaking, I figured, well, let me use my talents. What are my talents? So my talents, I'm a writer, so I've published 2 books, and I have a 3rd book on the way. It should be out soon, as well as I have numerous other books that are still in the computer dying to get out. So being that I have such skills, you know, writing skills, I decided to start a magazine. And you know, it's a small magazine. It started off really small and humble on newsprint. And today it has grown. We're getting glossy now, and we are still growing, you know. But a lot of people ask me how, you know, and a lot of people, you know, I try to empower people. It's a community empowerment magazine. So it's really to empower people that, yes, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Where are you from originally?
From Trinidad originally.
Okay. When you were in Trinidad growing up, were you brought up in the church? What's your spiritual
origin? My mom was in the church. You know, my mom, she just recently passed away. But she was in the church, and you know, my last name is Lord, and my mom, you know, she always told us that, you know, we can do all things. Don't you see? Your last name is even Lord. Go on, you can do, you can achieve the great things that you have in mind. She was just
powerful,
a praying woman, you know.
Wow.
But it wasn't until I got married that that I really started seeking and hearing from the Lord.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people can't hear him. You know, and it takes a special tuning in so that you could hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until I was about probably like 30-something that I started hearing him and you know, obeying him. Because hearing and obeying are two different things.
Oh,
you know,
tell me about it.
You can hear all you want to hear, and you can be happy that you're hearing the Lord's voice. You know, a lot of people want to hear the Lord's voice. There's a lot of preachers, a lot of ministers who want to hear the Lord's voice, and they can't tune in, you know?
Mm.
But then it's the obeying part that really gets a lot of preachers and people into trouble. Because after you hear him speak and tell you to go do that, you have to move, you
That's
know?
Right.
And if you are, you know, if you coward, you can't move, you know? So you just have to be able to obey him to do what it is he said, to humble yourself and to go do what he has to do.
Because I am from Jamaica, West Indies, and I know we look on, and I'm going to say religion, because I can only talk about when I was growing up there. When I went home the other day, now things is kind of different, and they kind of sweetening up the pot a little bit. But I was born and raised Moravian.
Okay.
And I don't know whether you have that in
No,
in,
I've heard of it, but we don't have it.
And, you know, you got to go to church, you know. Every Sunday, all road leads to church. My father was not a churchgoer. He would be one of the Easter, Christmas, harvest person. But my mother and I, we used to go. So I grew up understanding about religion. But it's about 2 years ago, I was filling out, they were doing some data collection at my church, now here where I worship.
Uh-huh.
And they were asking certain questions about being filled with the Holy Spirit and all of that. And I tell you, it was not until I was filling out that paper that I went back into my childhood and found out that the first time I was slain in the spirit is when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And it's amazing how the Holy Spirit brings things back to you. Because in Jamaica, we have these people that they call Pocomaniers. They are people who go out and do open-air service, and they use the goatskin drums.
Uh-huh.
And they dress in white and white around their heads like turbans. And white dresses and things like that, and shirt and pants. And I was at one of those meetings, and I remember we were singing. They would sing Negro spirituals, and they would sing a nice, powerful song. And I was singing. And the next thing I know, I really don't know how long it was, but the next thing I know was that I was being picked up off the ground.
Wow.
Not the floor, the ground. And at that time, we weren't talking about, I know people were speaking differently, but being a Moravian, I didn't understand about speaking in tongues and all of that. And I said, oh, my heavens. And it was just this Sunday I was sharing it with a lady, because she said to me how important Easter is, because she know it was 32 years ago around Easter time that she accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, but she cannot remember the exact date. And I said to her, listen to me, you don't have to worry about it. When the Holy Spirit thinks you need that date, the Holy Spirit will give it to you. And I share my experience about when I was 12 with her. So our humble beginning plays a vital part in who we are and how we are committed to the things that we do. So I know your mom passed on, and I'm sorry for your loss. But she has seen the fruit of her labor before she went home.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know, and it is now hearing more about your story gives me so much more respect for you. And now I see why you are so committed to the young people, because you are as young as they are. And they are.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, because you look like one of them, you know? And they're going to listen to you, and they're going to think, if she is serving the Lord and having so much fun and looks so good, oh, I'm going in. I am all in. Because a lot of young people are on the fence because they think that people who serve the Lord doesn't have any fun. And
right.
So thank you for that, and that they can look on spirituality and see it as something that adds value to their life.
Wow, that's very important, that insight.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
But you know what? It helps me to, I've always found that I have a special rapport with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wanted to serve the youth. Like mm-hmm. when I first saw my first book that I published is called The Last Castle in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a book about spirituality, but it's more importantly a book about life.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to, you know, the people who really appreciate this book, they really appreciate life and they understand who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not people who, you know, condemn others, you
mm-hmm.
know, because there are so many people that could be condemned. And we can spend a lot of time condemning people for their choices. But this book talks about some of the choices, some of the bad choices. We go into detail about some of the bad choices people make. But it goes into detail, though, on how good the Lord is, on how much of a redeemer the Lord
mm-hmm.
is. If mm-hmm. he can take his hand and pull out a prostitute from deep in prostitution on 42nd Street, or even if he could reach out his hand and pull out a homosexual person from these kind of demons that a lot of people struggle with. You
mm-hmm.
know, that is a mighty, mighty, mighty God that we serve. So
exactly.
The book, right, so the book has some grit, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people, especially some baby Christians, I would call them, they don't like to hear the grit. You know, but from the grit, though, you have to sometimes talk about the grit so you can get people who are in the grit right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could get them to see, oh, my goodness, my grit is not so, so bad. I could,
mm-hmm.
you know, if she can do it, I could do it, too. I could climb out, you know, I could do it. So I really come to encourage people, look, you could do it. You can
mm-hmm.
do all things, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that you have a mind to do. And so that's why I try to reach the youth, you know, and let them know this. The Last Castle in Brooklyn, it's based on our church building in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old castle building.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw the building, I said, oh, my goodness, this building would make a good school or home or something for young people because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the devil is after them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and capturing them and doing all sorts of stuff with them, killing them. There's a lot of murders.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you look, every time you turn on the television, the devil
mm-hmm.
is having his way with our kids.
That's
and
right.
we need
That's
more
right.
people to stand up. We need more
That's
mentors to
That's
stand
right.
up and say,
That's
enough.
Right.
You
That's
can't
right.
have my child, you know.
Yes.
And whatever it is that your child might be going through, you know, you got to stand up with that child.
That's
through
right.
Through the grit, through the
mm-hmm.
dirt. Whatever it is, you got to stand there and let the devil know you can't have her. You can't
mm-hmm.
have him.
No,
right. he is the
that's
Lord.
Right. That's
you know,
right.
So we really
got to right.
encourage our kids better. And so that's
right.
why I choose the youth because I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of the devil taking them. And
mm-hmm.
nobody there to, like, just hold up and say, no, you can't have them. I don't care what their faults are. I don't care how far they sunk down. I don't
mm-hmm.
care that they tried this and they tried
mm-hmm.
that. And then they sin this way and sin that way. Who don't have sin?
That's
come on.
Right.
We got to stand up for them, whether or not they got sin. We all got sin. We got to stand up for them.
And that's why, you know, my radio show is different. I focus on the stories because there are too many people out there. Give people a little scratch of the beginning and bam, they end up. Nobody talks about all the things in the middle as you label it, the grit. People have to understand the complete journey because life is not a destination. It's a
right.
journey.
Yes.
It's a journey, and each and every one of us travels this journey differently. And the reason people are aborting their journey in the middle is because a lot of people are out there preaching a microwave message, and people are looking on a lot of late night TV, and they want stuff overnight instead of paying their way. I'm going to be right back. I need to take a commercial break, and I'm going to be right back with you to get your follow-up with that and continue the conversation.
Okay, wonderful.
If you are just joining, my guest is Lady Simone, and she's the editor-in-chief of from Zen Magazine, I mean Zen Media and the Round Town Magazine.
Yeah.
And feel free to call 646-915-8166. If you have a question for her, we welcome your input.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right. And the second one.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, so I'm back with my honored guest, Lady Simone. And get
Thanks.
On the phone line so you can ask her questions and pick her brains and find out how she's doing so many amazing things. The number to call is 646-915-8166. So back to you, Lady Simone.
Yes.
Why entrepreneurship? I mean, you're talented, you're doing so many wonderful things, you have worked with some amazing companies in the past, yet you said, I think entrepreneurship is the thing I want to do. Why?
But, you know, Dr. Daphne, I never quite fit the mold, you know, to
mm-hmm.
be an employee.
Mm-hmm.
I was always a very different type of person. You know,
mm-hmm.
my mom, she used to sell pies,
mm.
all sorts of, you know, fish pies and potato pies, all sorts of stuff, Caribbean culinary. So she was definitely a person who sort of made me into an entrepreneur, had that
mm-hmm.
entrepreneur spirit from since I was like 12, you know, because
wow.
I would be the middleman. I would go deliver the pies for her and pick up the money. And so even, you know, in corporate America, you know, I did very well in school. And so that's why I was trying to encourage the kids to do better in school. But I did well in school, and so I was always able to get any job I basically wanted. Mm-hmm. So I started out, I got like a good management job at UPS. And then also I didn't want to stay in these jobs though, because, you know, you basically had to do what they want you to do all day. Mm-hmm. They took up all your hours, mm-hmm. all eight, and then they wanted you in management to work more. They just wanted mm-hmm. more. And, mm-hmm. you know, meanwhile, though, everybody has something inside, a talent, a gift. Mm-hmm. You know, Beyonce has a great gift. She sings, mm-hmm. and she lets it out. You know, we have to let out our gift, our talent. Mm-hmm. And very often, it's not possible to do that in a regular 9-to-5, mm-hmm. you know, and a 9-to-5 is hard to it sort of stifles your gifts and stifles your talents. Mm-hmm. So even when I went to work for News Corp, I have a lot of media experience and background. So publishing a magazine, publishing a wrong tongue, is not easy. It's not an easy thing. But because I have the experience, having worked with several newspapers and News Corporation, that's the New York Post, they just bought out Caribbean Life, they bought the Wall Street Journal. So under their belt, they have at least 30 papers. Mm-hmm. So I come from a publishing background and having mm-hmm. all the writing experience. So yeah. A lot of people out there, you know, they try to copy what I do. And I don't suggest that people copy what other people do. What I suggest is that people find their own calling and mm-hmm. go for that. You know, mm-hmm. do that as best as you can do, instead of trying to copy someone's work. You know, you waste time doing that.
You know, this is why I am so excited that you said what you just said, because if we had end this conversation now, it would have been worth the time on here. Because this is why I focus on a message of authenticity. When we understand about who we are authentically, we don't get bogged out and tripped up about competition. Because
right.
there are so many people who spend so much money and mm-hmm. time figuring out about their competition.
Right.
And if they would put a quarter of that time into who they are,
yeah,
they would make
right.
their name, their brand will be out there. But people are so bogged down about the next person. I'm running my race. You know, I remember I met a woman at a conference, I think it was in D.C., and she asked what I did, and I meant her, and she said, oh, you like Les Brown? I said, no, I'm Daphne. It happens that I respect and I love Les. I know Les personally. But I said, no, Les is doing Les, and I'm doing me. And I said, trust me, we all don't want to do each other.
No, no.
Because if I should focus on watching everybody else out there, I am not going to be building and focusing on what God called me to do.
Right.
Because my message, He does not want you to tell it. He doesn't want me to tell your message. However, we can collaborate and enhance each other's message. So, the broad hips, that somebody have, trust me, you got it for a reason.
Right.
God knows the big lips, you got that for a reason. Look on how you can capitalize that which you are gifted with. Take your eyes off the next person. Put a blinder. Run your race and stay in your lane.
It's right.
How long it takes. So for example, UPS. And that print publishing company and newspaper you worked with, it was preparation time.
Yes.
If
yes.
you had not gone through there, you would not have this testimony now.
Exactly. I wouldn't have the experience either to do
exactly.
what it is that I'm called to do.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And because you have been prepared and you have been obedient, this has provided audience for you with some of the most powerful people in America.
Yes, yes.
And I want for you to take this opportunity and just let our listeners know some of the great people in America that you have had audience with.
You know, my greatest audience has been President Obama and the First Lady. The reason that I met them is because at one time, publishing is hard. And, you know, I was at a low point, and I prayed for God to help me to find a way to continue to publish. Mm-hmm. And I called some buddies, some of my friends at CNN, a good friend over there at CNN, and I asked him, you know, buddy, could you help me? You know, you in media, I'm in media. Your sister needs a hand in Jesus' name. And he said, what are you talking about in Jesus' name? Are you okay?
So wow, because I didn't know that part of you.
Yeah, he brushed me off. And so I prayed. And that was a Friday that I had prayed for help, for somebody to come and give me a hand with the paper, with the magazine.
Yeah.
That was the Friday. On Monday, Dr. Daphne, I got an email from the White House. And they put me on the press list. I was in a motorcade on that Monday.
Woo!
My Lord. I was on a motorcade. So I called up the guy at CNN and I told him, I'm on a motorcade. Yep, that's where I am right now. And I started meeting the president. The minute the president stepped down from Air Force One and hit the ground, I rushed out of that hole that I thought myself to be in.
Mm.
I just jumped out of that kind of hole, you know, where the enemy try to hold you down and you think, I just can't go on. I can't go no more.
Yes.
That was the end of that. And from since then, I've met him several times. I've been trying to, you know, to have a better conversation with him because I kind of get very tongue-tied when I see him. After the first couple times, and, you know, it's beyond the handshake now, it's time for me to say something.
Well, let me say you something. Let me tell you something. You are going to renounce the things that you have just said about tongue-tied and all of that, because that's not who you are.
No.
Every time, and you're going to start journaling that, you must have intention of what it is you want that meeting to be.
Yeah.
And because you know you are a vessel, you know the shell of Simone will be standing in front of President Obama.
Yeah.
However, the Holy Spirit will be the one that is speaking through you. So the minute you open your mouth, you have no control over what will come out of it. But that which the world needs to hear from that conversation will be spoken through you.
Yep, I hear that. You know, the last time that I was able to actually say something to him, you know, I opened my mouth and only prayers came out. It was very, very funny. You know, just a lot of praying. I just prayed for him. You know, one of my media buddies was there, and he was able to give the president two books, the president's books, to sign, and so the president signed. Now, he comes over to the media area, the president does not come over there normally. Dr. Daphne, I swear, the president, he does not come over to the media area. But when the president see a black woman standing there waving with all her might and saluting, like, oh, my God, he comes over straight to me, I swear. He comes straight to me, his legs walking straight from Air Force One. He walked straight at me, and it's time, like, I feel like I'm going to just fall. And then his eyes, you know, he has some really dark, protruding. Yeah, it's not brooding. I would say it's peculiar, it's deep. He got intense eyes, very, very deep. And the first time that he shook my hands, I forgot my name. And then when he twinkled his eyes at me, it came back. You know, because, you know, I have so many names. It's Lady Simone, it's Roxanne Simone. I was like, okay, it's Miss Lord, it's
Girl, you better get this brand together here. We got to get the brand together.
But his eyes twinkled at me, and I remembered. And I said, pleased to meet you. You know, he said, how are you? But, well, you know, the Secret Service had a book for him to sign, but this was at the White House. And the Secret Service, they were like, don't give the president anything, please. So I took the book away, but I didn't expect him to come over. And I didn't expect Mrs. Obama to come over.
But you know something?
They swell people.
You have those pictures. And what they say about pictures?
It tells a million words.
That's right. So let me tell you something. We can't take back what you just said on here about not speaking to him. But you have the pictures to prove it.
Yeah, I look at those pictures, and you know that it's just the feeling. You know, it's a feeling quite unlike. He really has a very inspiring way about him.
Yes.
You know, and whereas I am not politically minded to run to be president, but President Obama has the type of charisma that can really, you know, get people out of their funk. You know, and
I always think.
You know what, Dr. Daphne, I always think, though, that the president is manifesting Jesus. You see what I'm saying? And this is, like, big words because a lot of people don't like to hear those words. But you can manifest Jesus. I can manifest Jesus.
That's
and some
right.
people do it very well. The president is one of those people that does it very well. He is a servant of the Lord first.
That's right.
And
that's
God
right.
is using him to do
that's
to make
right.
a lot of change, to bring a lot of hope to
and,
a lot
and
of people, to a lot of businesses, you know?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people get so political and get so religious and try to say something different. And you just mentioned something about manifesting Jesus. And, you know, I have a local cable TV show here in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And my chief cameraman, he's been with me for many years. And he is so funny. He tells people all the time, she's the only person that I know preach and teach for an hour and a half without taking a drink of water. Because there are times when I don't invite any guests into the studio. I just do. I call them teaching. He called them preaching. So.
Oh, wow.
Every time I go, because every December he has a potluck roast at his church. So I visit the church, and everybody at his church now watching my show.
Oh.
And I say that because even sometimes I invite some city leaders here to be on my show.
Uh-huh.
And some of them come and some don't. Some of them tell their secretaries to ask me if I'm going to put them on this spot and whether my show is a Christian show. And I
right.
say, show is called A New Day, Your Guide to Personal Empowerment. If it brings out your Christianity, well, so be it. But I said, I don't have the banner up there saying that it is. But I guess... when God is working through you, there's nothing you can do to keep that under the shelter.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and I'm not going to apologize for what he's doing because I belong to him.
That's right. Hey.
You know, so too bad. Well, who are some of the other people that you have met? I know the president and the first lady.
Met Russell Simmons. I have a great interview with him on my website, ladysimone.com.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a really, you know, he showed me don't chase money. You know, a lot of businesses
That's right.
out here, you know, they're busy chasing money. You know, they want to do everything. They look at the other person and say, that person looks like they're making money. Let me do what they're doing. And they switch lanes, you know, and they say, let me go after that. And
right.
so it messes up what they're doing, like you said. You know, if they had stayed in their lane, they would have got there faster. So there's a point in not chasing money, and a lot of businesses find this hard to do. Like, how do you not chase money when you're in business? But what it is that you just keep on doing what you do. You just keep on working at what you're working on. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you keep on putting in the hours, putting in the work, and you start getting a lot of calls because people realize the work that you're doing, you know, and they start calling you. They start recognizing this and respecting you more for doing this work, and then the money comes, you know.
That's
but
right.
A lot of people have it different.
Once you change and impact lives, the money comes. Once you start making a difference in somebody's life, you cannot stop the money from coming.
Right. That's deep, right? And that's the truth.
You know? And a lot of people, I tell clients and other people all the time, take your eyes off the dollar sign. I had a conversation a couple of years ago with a woman who had switched careers and became a realtor.
Uh-huh.
And I was asking her, how's the new job? And I was so excited. And she said, well, I'm not making any money. And the first time I let it went by, the second time I let it went by, but the third time she told me that, I was all over her like white and rice. I was over her. I said, the reason you're not making any money is because the people see that you just have your eyes in their checkbook. She put her hand on her hips and asked me who in her office I am talking to. I said, I don't even know where your office is. And when she said that to me, Lady Simone, I realized that that was not me speaking. It was the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And I said, people are allowing you to take them out and show them property, and then they're going to give the deal to somebody else. And she said, how did you know that? I said, I don't know. Is that what's happening to you? I said, why don't you start to showing people what you're going to do for their family?
Right.
Their family. That's what people want to know. How are you looking to enhance their family? Not the size of your commission check.
That's right.
And she said, thank you for telling me that, because nobody ever said, because she says, in the business I am in, it's a cutthroat business. And I said, well, no. You're in there to make it look different. You focus on doing what you're called to do and how you can be the nicest person that is going to enhance their family's life.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So what lessons you have learned from all those people that you have met is helping to fuel you today?
Well, the stop chasing after money. That's a great message, because so many ventures that I'm in, you know, that you really need to have that. Also, be a blessing. You know, mm-hmm. Whatever it is that you're doing, if it's a blessing to someone else, you will be blessed. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So people gotta. Also, people have to be committed to the vision. Whatever vision you have to be committed to it. You know, don't switch visions halfway through. You know, just stay committed to that vision, even though it might take 5 years, it might take 1 year, you know, it might take 10 years. You know, for Abraham, how long it took? It took him many, many years, you know, to
mm-hmm.
even have a son. So, you know, we got to stay committed to the vision. We have to expect God to make a way. If
mm-hmm.
we expect God to make a way, then a way will be made. If we don't, if we just expect whatever, you know, we can't do that. We have to expect the best for ourselves and
mm-hmm.
for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And for families, you know, and if you expect the best, then, you know, you kind of end up either with the best or...
That's right. That's right. Because,
best.
You know, the universe is faithful.
That's right.
You know, God is no respecter of persons. When you put his laws into action, you're getting the result.
That's
he's
right.
He's not going to say you from Trinidad and you from Jamaica. So he's going to give the Trinidadian 80% and give the Jamaican 20. No, sir. There is enough there for all of us, but we are stagnant because we refuse to take action, especially
yes.
those believers. Everybody is sitting down
yes.
waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. The
yep.
Lord already gave you what he has to give you. Why don't you start with what he give you and let he give you more?
That's right. That's right.
Because when he noticed that Simone, that girl is stepping up on what I give her.
Right. You just simply, you got to put your best foot forward.
That's right. And he's going to, he is going to give you more.
That's
he
right.
He is going to give you more. And that's why a lot of people died and leave out of here without their music being told. And I want to piggyback on something you had said earlier on about people trying to copy you. Nobody cannot copy you.
Just like it's nobody can't really copy Oprah. You know,
that's
people are unique. You know, it's okay for people to inspire people.
Exactly.
I'm happy that I could be an inspiration to
that's
others.
Right.
You know, but we do not need to copy other people
no,
on their work.
No,
you know, our work
no.
should be unique and authentic, so that it could fly. You know,
that's
when
right.
your work is not unique and authentic, it's not gonna fly
that's
as
right.
well as it could fly. You know, there's so much lacking in it. When you're real, people sense your realness. You know, there's a lot of people out there who want to be like Oprah, and that's fine. A lot of people wanted to be like Mike, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you get to be like Oprah is by doing the work. Oprah put in a lot of work, and if we are willing to go through the fire and different things that person went through to get where they at, you know,
that's
then...
Right.
Maybe,
right.
but there's a lot of people, they can't be me because they're not willing to go through the fire.
No,
they're not willing to get
they,
burned in that fire.
Even,
like, I've been burnt in the fire a lot, and I had to go back in there.
Even when they go through the fire, they can be you. They can just be themselves through their own fire. And
right.
And people need to understand it's important to get a mentor. Ask. For somebody to support you and all of that. But with that being said, you are not trying to be that person. You
right.
are just trying to be the best you that there is. And if that person can help you to shorten the learning curve, that's what you need to do. You don't have to be envious and jealous and all of that because you got it in you.
Yeah, we certainly do. And you know, a lot of people they ask you. You know, one of my pet peeves is when people ask, "Can you write a book for me?" You know, you're an author, Daphne. You know that everybody has a story. You know, you're out at an event selling your books at a fair, a book fair, whatever it is. And a lot of people come up to you and they say, "Can you show me how to write a book? Can you write a book for me?" You know, and it's a funny question, you know, do you? You know, we have to do what it is that, you know, we have to let it out. People can't go and do the work for you. I can't go do the research to write your book because I have so many books that I'm writing for me. You see what I'm saying? I can't go do all the research to do your book for you at this time. So that's a funny question, you know what I mean? It takes a lot of research to do certain things, and a lot of people do not want to do the research. They just want to get somebody to tell them, give them all their trade secrets, okay,
mm-hmm.
And tell them, you know, this is how it's done. Why would anybody want to do that? Why would anybody want to just give away trade secrets? That doesn't make any sense, you know?
People are shortchanging themselves. And
yes.
Because people are in the mode of accepting and settling for mediocrity. They figure, oh, well, I don't deserve more than that. And, you know, there are people out there that does that. That's why they have ghostwriters. So if they want to have a ghostwriter, they can go and hire.
Right. Hire a ghostwriter. But there's so much you can learn.
They don't want to learn, and they don't want to pay.
And the journey, let me tell you, the journey is fantastic, like you mentioned earlier. It's a fantastic journey to learning, to researching, to finding out, to knowing that, yes, I can do it, you know?
That's right.
When somebody just handed to you for a price, you know, it's not necessarily that... it's not necessarily that life-changing. You don't really get to learn the lessons.
Exactly. I met with a family this past Saturday, and the woman owned 4 restaurants, and her 15-year-old is going to work at her hot dog stand over the thing. And I jokingly said to the daughter, oh, well, you know you're going to get the job already. She's your mother, and she has to hire you. And the mother looked at me and said, no, I don't have to hire her, but I'm hiring her so she can begin to respect money. That was so powerful to hear because they could afford to have her stay home with nannies and all of that. But no, they are letting her earn her way. And that's the same thing we as business people need to look into.
That's right.
That we pay for, we will value.
Right. Exactly.
That which we pay for, we will value. So if you are one of those people who sit in home, you're not buying a tape, you're not going to a conference, a webinar, a workshop, you're not doing anything, yet you want to be excelling in your business. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Oh, my heavens, I'm telling you, I can't believe where the time go. I have you much longer than I said I was going to have you. I remember you were saying, oh, but isn't that a long time? And you see how long we've been on and we haven't talked about anything else. Okay, I want to be respectful of your time.
Thank you.
So I want to allow you to kind of summarize our conversation. Tell the people about anything else that you wanted to tell them and I did not talk to you about. And afterwards, I want you to tell them how to subscribe to the magazine and all of that. And I want to have you back on the one Sunday to talk about the Lost Castle.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I know that has to do with life-changing issues. So we have you back on a Sunday. But if you would please summarize our conversation now, what you want to leave the people with to hold on to, and then tell them how to subscribe to your magazine, please.
Okay. Thank you. I want you to know that you are such a blessing, Dr. Daphne, you encourage people. You have a special gift, and you bring it out in the young people that you spoke to at the summit last Friday.
Okay.
But I want to let your audience know that be a blessing. Try to be a blessing more so than being blessed.
Mm-hmm.
While you're doing the work of being a blessing, you will be blessed. So that mm-hmm. means you don't have to chase the money. You could just do the work. And people don't want to do the work. And then, you know, what about pay? Okay, you're going to get paid once you do the work. Once you be a blessing, you will be paid. You will be blessed, shaken over, pressed down, all of that kind of good blessing, where God open up the sky and pour you out a blessing for your good works. You know, that's the kind of blessing that we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a humble person. I have humble beginnings. Yet God chose me to do a lot for the community. Mm-hmm. He allowed me to reach the president. A lot of people, they pay millions, thousands of dollars a plate to go meet the president. I'm having audience with the president and the first lady often.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing. And I don't have a lot of money yet. Because God, He is making a way. I trust Him. And I implore you to trust Him. Trust Him completely so He can make a blessing and make a way for you and for your family. You know, we have a lot of events, and I encourage you to volunteer. If you volunteer on the website, you get a free gift. You got to volunteer, fill out the form. It's at LadySimone.com, and that's LadySimone.com. And if you click on the Volunteers and Careers tab on the left, you can scroll all the way down after you put in your information and volunteer. There's a lot of places you can volunteer your time. We are on volunteermatch.com.org, where you can find out about our internships and our different volunteer programs. You know, if you have something to volunteer your time, a service, maybe you're an architect, maybe you're an engineer, maybe you're a publicist. We do pay for some services, but we do need a lot of volunteers. And so I ask that you check out the website and to contact me so I can have your info so that the next event that we have, which is coming up in June, and it's a golf outing, we would love to have you and have your kids to come, and we need more mentors and definitely more volunteers. So please check out the website, LadySimone.com, and sign up so that we can keep you on our mailing list. And thank you for tuning in today. And thank you so much, Dr. Daphne, for being such a blessing.
Thank you so much. And I want to ask you, please, to stop by the show site and write a comment and, you know, sign up so that you can be kept informed about who is going to be on the show when. I thank you. I want to applaud you on all the amazing things you are doing in the lives of the young people. I listened to you that Friday spoke about the kids opening bank account, and it reminded me of when my son was in elementary school and I was part of the Parent Teachers Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we started the banking at the school with the students at the elementary school.
Right.
Through Chase Bank. And I tell you, you would be surprised to see those little kids coming every Monday morning, coming to the bank to deposit their little money, whatever it was. But they just had a sense of going to the bank.
Awesome.
Going to the bank. And it's just amazing. The little things that we do in life makes a huge difference. So I pray for your continued success and blessing. And, you know where to find me. Whichever way I can add value to what you're doing, do not hesitate to reach out to me.
Okay, Dr. Daphne, thank you so much again.
You're very welcome, and have a blessed, blessed day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That was Lady Simone of Zen Media and the Around Town magazine. Oh, she did not tell. Okay, and then let me see if she's still there. Let me see. She didn't tell people how to subscribe to the magazine. I hope she didn't hang up. Let me see if I can get her back on. She should have said how to subscribe for the magazine. And if you are listening to me, don't hang up. I want you to give people the information about how to subscribe to the magazine. Okay. I think it says here you can subscribe at LadySimone.com is where you can subscribe for the magazine. And I think you can get it mailed out. You can get it mailed out to you at for, I think it's $2 a copy. So if she, I can't get her back on live. So if she's listening and she wants to call back to say about the subscription for the magazine, then we will do that. So that was a great conversation with Lady Simone. And I am very, very fortunate to have her on here this morning, and she's doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. Young woman doing so much, so much work for the young people. So I want to share a few more quotes. As you know, I love quotes, and I have a quote here, The Treasury of Quotes by Jim Rohn. Let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. Let others leave their future in someone else's hands, but not you. And I think this is so encouraging based on what the conversation was in the first segment of the show here with Lady Simone. You heard her mention, and it's amazing when we are children growing up, and that which we are exposed to oftentimes become part of who we are. She mentioned about her mom doing the pies, and she used to go and deliver the pie and to collect the money. And that instilled in her the importance about entrepreneurship. There are three things to leave behind: your photographs, your library, and your personal journal. These things are certainly going to be more valuable to future generations than your furniture. That is powerful, because you know something? I have a friend, a grown woman, and her mom died. And when she was going through her mother's things, she found a composition book that had all the prayers that her mother ever prayed for every member of the family and people that she knew in her town. It had the date the prayer was prayed. It had who the prayer was for. And it was so powerful that my friend compiled that into a book, and she gave a copy of that book to her own children so that they can start to build their legacies and to make a difference in their lives. A lot of times we think that the material things is best, but never. Those treasured words that they can read and go back over will help them through those challenging times. So, again, I want to remind you to please pick up a copy of my book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. It makes a beautiful gift, and you will be able to share it with others. I want to just go over the paradigm of success that I have here. As a matter of fact, this thing goes back, oh my heavens, this goes back to May 1989 when I was a Mary Kay director. This is amazing. I want to read here. I'll see what it says here. But on May 20th, 1989, when I was a Mary Kay sales director of Daphne's Dynamic Doves, that was the name of my unit. And at the time, I was living in Rosedale, Queens. And I wrote this letter to my unit, and on the backside of the letter, I gave them the pyramid for success. And my letter reads, "Dear Doves, can't you just feel the electricity and excitement? Build as we enter into the final stretch of our race for seminar recognition and awards. The most exciting part for me is that I know what unbelievable things we will accomplish, both personally and as a unit, on June the 30th. Each of us have so much untapped potential to put to work toward personal and team achievement. And you know the only limitations we have are the ones we put on ourselves. So, what better time than now to move those limitations and break out our belief barriers of what we can do with this fabulous opportunity? You desire the success and rewards your Mary Kay has ahead for you. So don't put your eventual success on hold. Do it now. Several of you have contacted me regarding your commitment and stated your willingness to work with us to put our unit and its members on top. I know we can do it. If you have not contacted me, please do so. I know that everyone is important in the success of our unit. Every order counts. I know I can count on each of you to stretch one extra facial, a class, couple of outside orders, etc., to get your order in. You can count on me to guide and support you in any way I can, because my goal is to fill our meeting room with red jackets and the parking lot with Pontiac Grandams. It is your time to shine in 89. Go for it. Lots of love, Dynamic Daphne. Wow. You know, it's amazing when we look back over our journey. You heard me talking with Lady Simone that life is a journey. And I was cleaning out my garage the other day, and I found a lot of things I used as a Mary Kay director, which is still applicable to the work that I do now. And I am so excited that I can still share this material here that I have used so long ago. So you can see how long I have been on this journey. I've been faithful and I've been diligent. And I remember Lady Simone saying, don't be switching focus on what you are doing. Stay true to what. And as I read this letter here to the Dynamic Doves on May the 20th, 1989, guys. You know, math is not my strength. I don't know how many years is that, but May the 20th, 1989, and it still applies today. And I want to read some of what I have here on the pyramid. And I'm going to start from the bottom of the pyramid. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cubicles at the bottom. And in those 5 cubicles, we have and industriousness. There is no substitute for work. Worthwhile things come from hard work and careful planning. The next one is friendship. Friendship comes from mutual esteem, respect, and devotion. A sincere liking for all. Loyalty to yourself and to all those dependent upon you. Keep your self-respect. Cooperation with all levels of your co-workers. Help others and see the other side. That goes for your staff as well. Enthusiasm. Your heart must be in your work. Stimulate others. See? Follow your heart. For those of you who have been listening to me for a while, you hear me mention about following your heart. Follow your heart. Then we go up to the next, and we have ambition. Properly focus. Know what you're about. Know what you stand for. Know what you are aspiring to. Self-control. Emotions under control. Delegate. Adjustment between mind and body. Keep judgment and common sense. So you are totally responsible for yourself. Alertness is the next one on the pyramid. Be observing constantly. Be quick to spot a weakness and correct it, or use it in the case of it may warrant. initiative, cultivate the ability to make decisions and think alone. Desire to excel. Desire to excel. If you're not excelling, it's because you don't desire to be. Intentiveness. Ability to resist temptation and stay with your course. Concentrate on your objective and be determined to reach your intended destination or your goal. Sincerity. Make friends, not for what they can give you, but for the value that you can add to them. Adaptability to any situation. Remember, you know, this past, when was it? I was in the studio Monday. I did an episode on bending with the wind. And adaptability is one of those things that we need to do to any situation, you know. Things are going to happen. Don't get bent out of shape over it. See the lesson you can learn from it and how you can go about taking advantage of that. Condition. Mental, moral, physical. Rest, exercise, and diet must be considered. Moderation must be practiced, and desperation must be eliminated. Never put yourself in a position where you are desperate. It goes back to when Lady Simone, who was on the first episode, mentioned that Richard Simmons pointed out to her not to chase money. And as entrepreneurs, when we are after chasing money, that's a sign of desperation. Desperation. And when we are desperate, we do desperate things and we get what? Desperate results. And a lot of times, those things are so damaging and we cannot fix those things. So again, know the condition that you want to maintain mentally, morally, physically. Take rest and exercise. Watch what you eat. I tell you, it feels so good now. I am eating drastically different and just taking better care of this temple that is entrusted in me. And I encourage you to find out how you can do something different for your health as well. The next run on the pyramid is skill. A knowledge of and the ability to properly execute the fundamental. Be prepared. Cover every detail. You heard Lady Simone said about somebody say, can you write a book for me? Or can you show me how to write a book? Why not take the time to go out there and develop your skill? Because our books are our stories. So I cannot tell your story and you cannot tell my story. So seeing that this story is authentically ours, and we go out and we develop the skills, we know once we sit down with that pen and that paper or that tape recorder or in front of that keyboard, and once we begin to take action, we start, it's going to be miraculously flowing through us. Begin to flow, because remember, it's your story. And once you begin to tell your story, it's going to be like you open a faucet. So if you are in your business now and it is not happening for you, it is because you are not concentrating on that which you are supposed to be doing. Team spirit. Even as entrepreneurs, we need to have a team spirit. It's an eagerness to sacrifice personal interests or glory for the welfare of all. The team comes first. The team comes first. You know that, you heard me read that letter that I had sent out to my unit people about each of us committing to that which we do. And as entrepreneurs, we have team people. We have the people who help with the newsletter. For some entrepreneurs, they have virtual assistants. We have our web designers. We have our graphic or print design artists. We have printers. We have so many team members. And we may look on them not as team members because we are not under the same roof. But anyone who is working on your brand alongside you is considered a team member. And these guidelines should govern the relationship you have with them. Honesty. In all ways, be honest about that which you are doing. Resourcefulness. Use proper judgment at all times. Don't be too hasty in what you're doing. Take your time, not as much time that you be a procrastinator, but enough time that will help you to focus on the things that you are focusing on. Poise. Just be yourself. Being at ease in all situations, never fight yourself. Authenticity, authenticity, authenticity. Remember, although you might be doing a business that looks like somebody else's, there's one thing that makes that business different, and that one thing is you. Your authenticity, your uniqueness, your special personality. You are different. What do you bring to that business that makes you different? No one, absolutely no one, cannot take that away from you. They just can't. The next thing is confidence. Respect without fear. May come from faith in yourself and knowing you are prepared. Always invest in you, invest in you. Read, read, read. You know, now they have audiobook, they have book and Kindle, they have tablets, they have a lot of different things. And you got to know what works for you. What will it take for you to build your confidence? I encountered a YouTube video the other day with two little girls in pink. They are from the UK. And they're singing, they know the word of, no, one is singing and the other one is dancing. And the one that's dancing, she has the mic too. And they are cousins. And the one that is singing, when the person who was interviewing them asked, why do you have her? Because she doesn't sing. But she says, well, she doesn't sing. But she helped me feel confident when I have her next to me. It gives me the confidence. I'm talking about an eight-year-old guys and a five-year-old. So she knows that just having her cousin there with her helped her to build her confidence up And she's just standing with the mic and shaking her body and dancing to whatever the other 8-year-old is singing. Integrity speaks for itself. Your word is your bond. Your word is all that you have. When you give your word, people should be able to stand by it. It's like money in the bank, as people say. If you're just joining, I want you to call 646-915-8166. And right now we are talking about the pyramid to success, which is something that I had distributed to my unit back in 1989 when I was a Mary Kay sales director. And I'm honored that even today in 2012, what I was teaching them then is still relevant to the work that we are doing today. You know, success does not change. It does not change. With certain things we must do. And so long as we do that, the universe remains faithful to us. Fight, effort, and hostility. Don't sit on your laurel. Don't sit on your laurel. Get up and take action and do that which you're called to do. Competitive greatness. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Be at your best when your best is needed. Real love of the hard battle. Success comes to those who are diligent and who keep working at it. You don't need to be watching somebody else and how many times they go to the bank. Just concentrate on perfecting your craft and giving the best service that you can that will change the lives of somebody else. Reliability. Others depend on you for your service or your product. Mary Kay usually says, if you want the news to go around, tell a woman. Tell a woman, she would always say. And I think that still holds true today. Every customer that is satisfied with your service will tell somebody else. So that is free advertisement that you are not paying for. It's not costing you anything other than that they can rely on the service that you give them. Faith through prayer and meditation. You know, I am a strong advocate for spirituality because so many people are misled through religion. So I tell you, the one thing I tell you is that everything you need to know, the best book you could ever read is the Bible. So you get one of those and you read it. And it's going to give you all the answer to those unanswered questions that you have. Get up every day, read a little bit at a time, The next thing is patience. Good things take time. So you keep doing it, you keep doing it, especially us as entrepreneurs. We know that it's going to be taking a little time. I know as an entrepreneur that people want to make sure that you are going to be here for the long haul, because too often businesses open, and next they bat their eyelids and the people are gone. So they want to make sure that you are going to be around for the long haul, and then they start to support you. Don't be discouraged. Keep at it. Keep at it. And once people have grown to love and trust and respect you, they realize they can rely on you, they will be there to support you. Be patient. Don't expect things to happen overnight. Because anything that is of any value is going to take the investment of time in it. Success is peace of mind, which is the direct result of your self-satisfaction in knowing you did your best to become the best that you are capable of becoming. So, what does success mean to you? Not to somebody else. We all have our own, our very own definition of success. But I encourage each and every one of you to just create your own success. Your own success. Don't allow anybody to define their success for you. Because some people only look on monetary values, and others will say, well, I was able to meet two new people today and to listen about what is happening in their life. I had a successful day. So it is up to you. What does success look like for you? And I'm going back to some things from the same Treasures of Quote from Jim Rohn. Success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person we become. At the end of each day, you should play back the tapes of your performance. The results should either applaud you or prod you. There are some things you don't have to know how it works. The main thing is that it works. While some people are studying the roots, others are picking the fruits. It just depends. Each end of this you want to get on. Part of success is preparation on purpose. If you care at all, you will get some results. If you care enough, you will get incredible results. Success is not so much what we have as it is what we are. The greatest form of maturity is at harvest time. That is when we must learn how to reap without complaint. If the amount are small, and how to reap without apology if the amounts are big. My goal is to translate response into results. Some teachers teach for others to learn. That's not me. Some teachers teach for others to accomplish. That is me. Life asks us to make measurable progress in reasonable time. That's why they make those fourth graders chairs so small. Success is the study of the obvious. Everyone should take obvious one and obvious two in school. I found it easier to get rich than I did to make excuses. Wow, that's powerful. That's why Jim Rohn is known as the daddy, the great granddaddy of motivation. Knowledge and education. Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of health. Learning is the beginning of spirituality. Searching and learning are where the miracle process begins. Formal education will make you live. Self-education will make you a fortune. We must learn to apply all we know so that we can attract all that we want. The book you don't read won't help. If someone is going down the wrong road, he doesn't need motivation to speed him up. What he needs is education to turn him around. Some people read so little, they have rickets in their minds. Miss a meal if you have to, but don't miss a book. The great gift of human imagination is that it has no limit or end. Everything you need to eat better, future, and success has already been written. And guess what? It's all available. All you have to do is to go to the library. But guess what? Only 3% of the people in America have a library card. Wow. They must be expensive. No, they are free. Probably in every neighborhood, 3%. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is poverty. Ignorance is devastating. Ignorance is tragedy. Ignorance is illness. It all stems from ignorance. Now, if you're just joining, we are talking about success and reading from the Treasure of Quotes by Jim Rohn, the great granddaddy of motivation. Yes, that was my friend. I met her through Michael Kay, and that was Bethany Schmidt with Want More. And as entrepreneurs, we are always looking for more. And you know, what's that more? Each and every one of us can answer that question for ourselves. Is it more client, more contracts, more sales? What is it? More exposure? What is the more that we are looking for as entrepreneurs? And I pray that each time that you, as you listen to this show, is that it helps you to identify the more that you are looking for and help to give you some guidelines. I want to read some more here about activity and labor. Life responds to desire. No, not that one. Life responds to deserve and not to need. It doesn't want. If you need, you will reap. It says, if you plant, you will reap. The guy says, I really need to reap. Then you really need to plant. So what's the more that you're looking for? The few who are the envy of the many who only watch. Make rest a necessity, not an objective. Only rest long enough to gather strength. The soil says, don't bring me your need, bring me your seed. You must learn to translate wisdom and strong feelings into labor. You must get good at the two things, planting in the spring and begging in the fall. Humans are the remarkable ability to get exactly what they must have. But there is a difference between must and want. The best motivation is self-motivation. The guy says, I wish someone would come by and turn me on. What if they don't show up? You have got to have a better plan for your life. When you know what you want and you want it badly enough, you will find a way to get it. Motivation alone is not enough. If you have an idiot and you motivate him, now you have a motivated idiot. If you wish to find, you must search. Rarely does a good idea interrupt you. Without a sense of urgency, desire lost its value. Well, I am very excited about the show coming up on Sunday. On Sunday, I will have my good friend and colleague on, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, who is also an American Airlines commercial pilot. He's also the founder of Life. And he's going to be on sharing with us about how to create wealth and how to do things differently. So I want to encourage you this Sunday coming up. Don't be late. At 7 p.m., right here on blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Clark Hudson. I will have Dr. Higginbottom on. You want a early seat to get all this knowledge that he is going to be sharing with us. Because all of us, we are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we need to pool our resources. We need to collaborate. We need to extend a hand. Just yesterday, I was looking on the Facebook status update, and I saw two runners. They do not have any feet. They just have the extension. They have double amputation, and they are running on the, I am not sure of the right term that they use for the those kind of legs. However, it had an impact on me because during the race, something happened to one of the men, and the other one turned around and gave him a hand. And right there it says, never leave a brother behind. And I'm adding, never leave a human being behind. For those of you who have already paved the way, turn around, extend a hand to somebody else. Because there's always somebody there who can use a hand. It might just be a word of encouragement. It might just be a smile, a handshake, an embrace. Or just to say, you know, hang in there. Hang in there. Better is coming. Hang in there. Better is coming. I want to just encourage you to find out what it is that you are looking to accomplish in your business. Do not give up. Do not throw the towel in. All your failures is a setup for your comeback. You will have a powerful, powerful, powerful story to tell. No one can deprive you from that which you were called for. I encourage you, if you have a story to tell, send me a message here so we can have you to share your story. Every story is important to me because this is what encourages me. And that is what encourages my listeners. It doesn't matter where you are. I've had guests from New Zealand, Australia, the UK, Israel, Canada, all over the place. Spain, I want to hear from you. You have a story to tell. I want you to call me up or send me an email. I also want to encourage you to join me on Twitter and on Facebook and help me to turn this around and also to do what it is that I am doing. I want to encourage you to support in all that I am doing. I need your help. I need your support. Tell somebody else about what I'm doing so that they can listen and see what is in here for them. What it is that you are good at. Just find out that one thing that you are doing and use it to the best of your ability. Don't sit around. Don't wait. Don't sit around. Don't wait. Take action because the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And know that You are not alone. There are lots and lots of people out there who are willing to help you and willing to extend a hand to you. Don't think that you got to go and do it by yourself, because you don't. I encourage you to find out that thing that you are called to do. And don't hold out. Remember, don't be one of those people who die without your music being told, or without your building being architect, or without that delicious meal being cooked. Remember, only you can give birth to that which you are called to do. I want to just tell you how appreciative I am of you, how grateful I am that you will download my show and listen to it, or you would listen to my show live. I appreciate you, because there are so many hundreds of shows out there, but you have decided to listen to mine, and I want to thank you. Each and every one of us are born for a distinct purpose, and no one, absolutely no one, can prevent us from excelling unless we do that ourselves. So, run your race, stay in your lane, and give it your best action ever. Your best action. Because if you sit down and refuse to take action, then you are insulting your creator, because he created you to be a powerful person. A powerful person. And you need to reward him by following through on what he called you to do. Well, I'll see you next Wednesday, same time, same place. And also remember to come by on Sunday night, when I will be joined by my friend, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. Remember, you are on a destiny, and do not allow anyone to derail you off that. Stay blessed.
grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah.